Live in the studio from the West Coast Eagles, Oscar Allen.
And Oscar Allen puts her a third. And he lets it fly from a long, long range. Oscar Allen.
On Hit Breakfast with Allen and Carly.
Be there for the journey this season. Visit westcoasteagles.com.au or follow us on socials.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good. How's your morning going?
We're doing well. You know, it's good to be back in the studio with you. You know, having a chat eye to eye versus on the phone like we were last week in Albany. It's drier, so that's good.
Yeah, it is notoriously very wet down there this time of year. Mm. How often do you guys end up going down south?
All the time.
A lot, yeah.
I feel like sometimes I'm there more than I am here.
Yeah, all it's like our second home.
Yeah,
and
we love it.
And you were talking off air about all your connections to Denmark as well.
Yeah, my dad's four brothers all live down there, and my nan, before she passed away, also lived down there. So I spent... It's kind of been my family's summer holidays, school holidays. Like, we'd spend a lot of time down there. And everyone in my family or close relation to me has spent some time living down there permanently, except me. So
even your girlfriend lived there for a while.
Yeah, she did. She was doing her final prac for her pharmacy degree, and she was down there when she was doing that. So at some stage, I'll end up down there, but... I'm not able to right now.
No,
I'm a little bit busy.
Yeah, you've got a few commitments.
Yeah, just a little bit going on. Before we get into the footy chat, Taylor Swift, new album out today. You a Swiftie?
I wouldn't say full-blooded, but, like, I think everyone enjoys her.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't think there's anyone who's like, yeah, she sucks. Like, I think you really like...
out there, but
no.
I think they don't actually think that. I think they're, like, thinking that because of, like, what she... is in terms of everyone liking her. It's like, no, she's like, that's not cool to like it. So,
well,
okay.
You know what? Because I feel like, obviously, you've got to get in the zone before games and things like that. And you quite often see athletes listening to music and their headphones on.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to Taylor Swift as like a pre-game
ritual?
Shake
it off, maybe.
Yeah, look, no. I'm actually not big on listening to specific music pre-game. Like, some guys will walk around with headphones on.
Yeah.
I find I get too, like, up and about if I do that. So sometimes I listen to podcasts just to like, chill
the
out.
The Allen and Carly podcast,
yeah,
of course.
Exactly. That's right.
We need the numbers. I love it.
But yeah, like, if it is music, it's very, like, no words. Just like, doof, doof, that kind of music.
For every show, I listen to this.
Yeah.
That's good.
Pass me up for the show, you know.
Yeah, good.
Now, obviously, big weekend of footy with the Derby coming up. I'm going to be front and centre cheering you guys on.
Love it.
Very excited about it. Are you nervous? How do you think West Coast are going to go?
Big win last week.
Yeah, I get more nervous not playing than playing. Because if I'm out there, I can kind of impact the game a little bit. Whereas when I'm watching, I'm just like everyone else. Like, I'm just hoping my friends go well and hoping the other team doesn't go well, you know? I'm always nervous, but I'm pretty confident in terms of the way we've played the last couple of weeks. Like, we're trying to form a bit of a brand and an identity in how we play. So hopefully something that our fans can be proud of when they watch us. But I'm just hoping that we replicate it. Like, you want to do it for a long period of time until that is something you stand for. So, and against Freo, like, it's a great opportunity for young players who haven't played in finals or anything yet. Like, it's a good atmosphere of high intense footy. And our fans have been great. Hopefully we get near on 50,000 there again and it'll be rocking.
I think it's like, for me, I'm a Hawthorn supporter and my team's been pretty average as well. And so for me, I just want to see heart, you know?
Yeah.
And I think no one can say like West Coast Eagles aren't showing any heart. It's been literally every game. They are fighting tooth and nail to get the result they get.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we want to stand for. And I think it holds you in good stead if you create a culture of that when you are in important games and big finals, like, that kind of stuff always stands up, whether game plan or whatnot. Like, in finals, that kind of all goes out the window a little bit. It's about who really wants to win more. So that's something we've been trying to focus on and build on as a club. And I think we've taken the first step, but, like, the first step of thousands, you know?
There's still
a long way that we need to go to keep building. So no one's getting ahead of themselves whatsoever. So pretty important game this weekend.
Absolutely.
Now, obviously, you're off for the minute with some injuries, but you're going to be at the game supporting your teammates. But how involved are you getting to be a part of it? Like, are you in the locker rooms before with them, or are you just going to be a spectator?
Yeah, I'm in the locker rooms before. Last week I was in the coach's box, so the first 10 minutes wasn't that enjoyable, and the next 110 minutes was great.
Fantastic.
So I thoroughly enjoyed that. I'm actually not too sure what I'll do this weekend, but just like normal, like, I'm walking around the change rooms with the guys, going to the meetings before the game. I'll go to the footy club at some stage today and see how the boys are going, go to their meetings today. So you duck in and out a little bit, but in saying that, the club's also... pretty cautious about don't overdo it, because the worst thing is when you're there all the time but you're actually not able to participate in it. So, but game day is just like you just want to be a part of it.
Of course, it's, good vibe.
It's a feeling you can't really replicate going out there and playing. And whenever I'm done playing footy, it's probably one of the things you miss most, you know. But yeah.
Before we let you go, how's the knee? How are you feeling?
Yeah, really good. It's going well. So hopefully tick another box next week and keep moving forward. It's a bit of a funny one where I don't have like a specific timeline. Like a lot of people go, oh, when will you be back? And I can't say in 6 weeks because it's a bit of a wait and see. Yeah. But it's trending in the right direction and hopefully back out there soon.
Excellent. When will you be back?
Soon.
Good to know. If you can't make it to a West Coast Eagles match, catch every game with the Eagles On Demand digital membership. Watch from the comfort of your own home and stream 50-plus sports live and on-demand events. Oscar Allen, absolute pleasure as always.
Thank you, guys.